We back. Even better than I was last time, baby. Ooh, I'm good. I'm not good, first of all. Hey, y'all. I am back. Am I better? Not really. So my last 2 or 3 episodes, I sounded crazy, like stuffy. And guess what? Almost a month later, I'm still very stuffy. And now, I feel like I have some, like, answers as to why I sound so stuffy. As y'all know, I have returned to my favorite city. And the air quality is poor. Very poor. Like, it even says it on the weather app. So, like, I feel like that's part of it. Excuse me. But yeah, I've been stuffy. It's crazier at like night, like midday night. Crazier than this. Like, can you imagine? And then the coughing. So like, because I'm so stuffy, sometimes like your nose drains and you get post-nasal drip. This is all from Google, which is the first time that Google has ever given me some kind of answer without telling me that I'm gonna die in 36 hours. So yeah, basically it's like a whole sinus thing happening, and it doesn't feel like a cold, like no fever. My body's, I don't have chills, I don't have like any of that stuff, but I have like the nasal combo cough thing. So we good, but we not good. Like I value fresh air now. I value my nose and being able to breathe whatever I want to, you know? So that's what I'm dealing with now. And that's what y'all gonna have to deal with this episode, but it's okay. We're gonna get through it. So once again, hey y'all, and welcome back. This episode is actually a follow-up from my last episode where I realized I had 2 episodes where I'm kind of just like, oh my God, life is hitting me fast. And like, I'm thinking about how old I'm getting. I'm thinking about things that I want to change in my life and like how I want to have a comeback season for myself. And I was encouraging everyone to join me in that. But the last episode that I didn't really spell out like what I wanted to do. So yeah, I want to do that this episode because it's almost November. Happy Halloween weekend if you're out and about. I hope you're being safe or were safe, because you'll probably hear this after Halloween weekend. But I hope you were safe. I hope you didn't get too crazy. I hope you didn't get possessed. Like, you know, whatever. I don't do Halloween like that. Like, I like the thrill of Halloween, and I like scary movies and all of that, but actual Halloween, I literally never dress up. I'll have a costume in mind the whole year, and then when the time comes, I won't be dressed. Like, I won't have any of the stuff in my costume. So that's me every single Halloween, and this one was no different. So this Halloween, this Halloween weekend, because it's not your Halloween yet, I'm staying my ass in the house. I am being very protective of my energy. I did go to one party, but it gave me such creepy vibes that I left. I'm not even gonna lie. I left after like probably like an hour and a half. So like I was supposed to meet with someone, and I could not find her when I got in, because this was at a secret location, first of all. It was like dungeon looking. And you had to hit up the Instagram to become a member. And then once you became a member, you had to like tell them your name and like they wanted to know like your name, your occupation and shit. And they were like, oh, so we can match you like at the door, like with your confirmation. And I was like, oh no, y'all can have my name so you can match it with my ID. But like, I'm not giving you guys a bunch of info about me. So yeah. And then when I got there, it was like disco music at first, right? Which, don't get me wrong, I love disco, I love 70s music, I love house music, like all of that is really my jam. So I had no beef with that. But then I was also looking for my friend because I lost service when I got inside. I could not find her. And so it was kind of just me dancing, and like, I don't mind going out by myself. As you guys know, I travel by myself. So like most times I end up going out by myself. So it's not a big deal. Safely, of course. If you are going out by yourself, please be safe. But I was dancing, I was, you know, getting down or whatever, and then the DJ switched. And then it became like, I want to say it might have been like deep house. It just sounded like jungle sounds, bro. Like, I don't even have like, I don't even know the name of that genre, but it was like deep. It maybe have been deep house, but it sounded like some kind of like jungle safari type thing. And I was getting scared because, like I said, I love horror movies. And I don't even remember the name of the movie. But there's a movie where, like, they are in a warehouse Halloween party. Is it, like, Scream or something? I don't know. This is why me and I need to do episodes together. Because I feel like she can read my mind and know what I'm talking about. And maybe y'all can, too. But there's a specific movie. Horror movie. They're in a warehouse. It's a party. Underground basement type shit, and literally they get all their heads get chopped off. Like the killer pulls like a lever and all of their heads get chopped off, and I could not stop thinking about that. And there was also like, oh my god, I'm spiraling now, but there was also like a second level to this venue. So like we were on the ground floor, there's a DJ and stuff, there's a bar, you know, everybody's in their costume and shit. And then the top part, I don't even know what it was, but it didn't look like that many people were going up there. It looked like you could, but I'm nosy, but I'm not that nosy. And I'm definitely not that nosy when I'm by myself. So I didn't go up there, but you could see people like hanging on the balcony. Like, you know, like a powerful nightclub owner type, like just overlooking the balcony. That's what I kept seeing. And I could not stop thinking about, like slasher movies. And I was like, I'm gonna get killed here. Like, I can't even find my friend. Like, who's gonna tell my story? I don't even have service here. Like, I just, after a while, I couldn't stay any longer. So I ended up going. So there we go. That was my Halloween weekend. The costumes that I saw there were really good. People were really dressed up. I saw a nun costume, like the joint with the yellow eyes. Yo, that person really went in because they had the yellow eyes. They were all like, they had, everything was down packed. And of course, the girlies were out with their heels and their short skirts or whatever. I feel like the guys didn't give too much, but there were some of the guys who did give, and it was nice. Like soccer players, I saw like, I saw a Mr. Clean one, which is really good. So yeah, that was my only introduction, my only like participation in Halloween weekend, rather, was one party that I stayed at for an hour and a half. I had to get my ass on. I was looking at going to the Dia de los Muertos parade, which I may still do, but I just want to feel it out because I'm not gonna lie, like, a lot of people don't think Halloween and all that stuff is, like, real or has impact or anything, but if I have a weird feeling, I'm not doing it. Like, now I will tell y'all, if I have even an inkling that I'm scary, you can call me scary. I call myself scary. And honestly, I have no problem with being scary because I feel like it has saved me from a lot of things, so I don't even care. It's totally fine for me. So yeah, that has been Halloween weekend for me. And now that November is coming up, as I mentioned before, I want to start, kind of get a head start, because you know everybody starts on January 1st. I don't want to do that this time, because I feel like when I start doing January 1st, it become February 1st, it become March 1st, like, it just become all the other firsts. Like, I will start the year over 12 times if I need to, and scream Happy New Year every month if I need a redo. So I want to try to get ahead of the curve. So yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to get ahead of the curve. I want to start a little early. I want to start cleansing my body. And this is something we talked about in the last episode. I wanted to make a list of things that I wanted to do. So that's the premise of this episode. And of course, I would love if people would want to join me. Of course, you guys can hit me up. Like, y'all can hit up Black Girl Tea in our DMs and let us know how it's going. You can hit us up if you need, like, any guidance. But not too much on the guidance, though. Because, like, we only human over here. And, like, I haven't done this structured in a long time. So, like, I would love to do the journey with someone. But, like, I can't be your life coach. That's good. That's really the reality. Like, throw my hands up. I just can't. So, yeah. That's what today's episode is really about. So, the way I thought about this was, like, head to toe. Like I said, this is kind of, I'm no life coach or anything, but I'm, again, trying to get myself back on track on a certain routine that I feel will elevate me for my next chapter, you know? So, like I said, I'm thinking about this head to toe. So, for me, I would like to have routines in place for head to toe, for my whole body. So for me, head is like, I'm so childish. Why is that funny to me? Anyway, I'm thinking enrichment in terms of learning something new. So for the month, I would like to focus on my Spanish more. I'm speaking Spanish every day now, so that's very helpful. But I also would like to learn Portuguese. So if I could add in some of those, like, elementary Portuguese lessons as well, that would be fantastic. So that's what I'm doing. That's part of head, because your brain is in your head, okay? Don't play with me. So that's part of it. Definitely would love to get a better hair care routine, because as you guys know, I had locks for 3 years. And I recently cut them. It's now been, I cut them in July. So yeah, August, September, October. It's been 3 months without them after having them for 3 years. And so now I feel like I'm relearning my hair. Like, I'm trying to understand now how my pattern, because my pattern seems a little bit different now. I did color my hair, so like, my hair is color treated, so I have to be a lot more careful with her because of that, which is not a big deal. But also, where I am, it's kind of hard to find some of the hair products that I really like. So just finding things that I like, it's more so things that my hair likes. Because honestly, especially if you're a natural girly, you know that it's sometimes not even what you really like. Like, you might like the things that smell like coconut or smell good or, like, feel nice on your hands, but they don't even do shit for your hair. Like, your hair will still be dry, brittle, like, falling off, screaming, throwing up and crying. Like, so it's not even what I like, but just paying more attention to my hair, my body, and seeing what that is for me. So yeah, I want to get a kick on that. Or maybe I shouldn't say head, I shouldn't say like full head, shoulders, blah, 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 but I should say mind and body is what I'm, that's it. It's going to be mind and body. So for my mind, it's getting better at, the language that I'm already speaking to become more fluent. It's taking some lessons so that I can get an intro to another language, because I feel like for the next trip that I'm thinking about, I need Portuguese. And also I like language a lot, and at some point I will learn French, you know. Like, I don't really know a lot of French, and I probably should. Like, my in-law family is, they speak French. But yeah, that's, it's not there yet. Right now it's Spanish and Portuguese, but that's what I want to do for that. I also want to do more writing, and I want to be intentional about my writing, because I feel like I've been off of the writing for so long in terms of writing for example, blog writing. I haven't done in a minute. Like, I'm a copywriter for work. So doing that has made me focus on writing for other people, writing for companies. And I'm not writing for myself, or writing necessarily the things that I like, or even, let me take it a step further, I'm not even writing as myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even writing in my own tone, in a way that I would speak. Like, I'm writing from the standpoint of another company, and I have to embody their voice and their tone. So, like, a lot of my writing for the past maybe 2 or 3 years has not even been me. There's elements in there that are me, but I'm still following a sense of guidelines that were not created by me. So yeah, that is something I would love to get back to. Even if, because this is something that I'm focusing on for, I'm going to do a 30 day just to like start. So like the month of November, which I believe is actually 31 days, but I want to start for that month and then the next month. So my goal for the first month is to have at least 3, because if there are for 4 weeks, like I can have a week of like, you know, I'm not focusing on this right now, but I would love to have at least 3 things that I have written that are me, that are from my voice, that are Shariah and Shariah only, or Shay, whoever, I don't know what y'all call me, whatever. But yeah, that's another thing that I would like for my enrichment, in terms of my mind. I think it's all doable, especially now, because I feel like I have a little bit more time coming up. Toward the end of the year, there's like some extra time that I have, which is, I'm very grateful for, to have that for the past couple of years. Because if you, on the contrary, I used to work in a mall. I used to work for Starbucks. And during holiday time is the time where they were not letting up on you. Like, you were constantly on schedule, might have to work Christmas, might have to work New Year's Eve. I feel so blessed now to make that transition to where I don't necessarily have to work on the holidays. So yeah, that feels good to know that's coming up for me, and I'll have a little bit more time. Another thing, a part of this challenge also is me getting more active, because I was talking to Nai and we were talking about how we used to, during the pandemic, we used to go on like 5-mile walks, no lie, like 6 a.m. too. Like, we would get our asses up, get ready, be on the phone the whole time. I would go walk around my neighborhood. This is when I was living back in my hometown in Mount Vernon. I would go to the good side, I don't want to say good side. I would go to the nicer side of Mount Vernon, where the houses are. And I would walk through there all the time. And we'd just be on the phone, like, chilling. And we were reaching, like, 10,000 steps a day. So my goal for the next month, I want to start with the month. See how a month feels. Because I want to be realistic, and I want to accomplish it this time, and I don't want to put such a crazy time frame. So my goal is just to make it to the end of the month. And if you are going to join this challenge with me, which I hope you guys do, make it a month. Start with a month. Or if you feel like a month is too much of a commitment, start with 14 days. Start with 7 days. Start with 3 days, depending on what you want to do. Just to show yourself, like, oh shit, I can do this. But I think sometimes when we start doing these, oh, like, I have a year to get this done, like, giving yourself too much time, like, you could give yourself that much time, of course, but, like, I feel like that comes with some excuses. That's when I start to do the, oh, I can do it this, I can do it this, I can do it this. Like, no, you have a 30-day countdown to... And we're not even specifically looking for goals. I want to also mention that. Like, I just want to get started. Because these are not things where, like, I reach something and I stop. It's something that I want to have to be ongoing, because I need to get back to myself for real, like I mentioned. And also, I'm trying to make my 29th year great. So, yeah, don't put too much pressure on yourself to do this challenge, first of all. Put it at your own limit. I am personally starting this week on November 1st. And I'm gonna check in at the end of the month, around Thanksgiving. So, yeah. In terms of eating or whatever, eat what y'all want. For myself, I'm gonna do a little bit more of a cleanse, for the first 2 weeks. So, I'm probably still gonna... there's a ton of fresh fruit here. So, I am indulging in all of the fresh fruit here. I'm taking advantage of the fresh produce, and I'm gonna focus on that, and then limiting my like carbs and limiting meat and stuff, just to like get some of the gunk out. Like, I don't know if you guys like, for me, I toy with veganism sometimes, so I go back and forth, and sometimes I have like, I cannot eat meat for a week and I will be okay as long as I'm filled up on other things. But I noticed that I smell different. And you know, they always talk about that. Like how there's always the joke about people who don't want to use aluminum deodorant. Which I am pro aluminum deodorant. Yo ass need the aluminum. Okay? You need the aluminum. I don't want to hear you use lemon zest and cocoa butter as deodorant. Don't stand next to me. You need the aluminum if you're going to stand next to me. Like, that probably sounds OD, but it's true. Anyway. But yeah, you smell different when you are not eating meat, because obviously meat is dead, it gets in your body, it gets breaking down, it's rotting, like there is a different smell that you have. So I would like to, for the first 2 weeks, deodorize my body. That'll mean I'm gonna stop using the aluminum deodorant. All right, I'm using that to the day I die. Okay, the one thing about me, I'm gonna smell good. Okay. So, I'm gonna eat meat, but very little, probably limit it to once a week, because, come on, the city has so many options of food, and a lot of the food options are meat. There are some vegan spots, but, like, come on, I didn't come here to eat vegan. I'm gonna do my 2 week cleanse. After that is when I'll start to put like meat back, but like I think I might still lay off the carbs a little bit, because like my goal, which is long-term goal, not just the goal that I have for the month coming up or the rest of the year, but long-term is just trying to get rid of tummy. Like I'm gonna have to work hard, because also in a couple of years I will have a child. That's it. I'm 29. Well, turning 29. I'm sure that in at least 5 years or so, I will have a baby. And first of all, I'm going to be an older mom. 35, 36, whatever. I'll be an older mom. It's going to be tougher just hitting 30 and trying to get weight off. But then hitting 30, being a late mom, and then trying to get it off, like... I'm thinking about all these things, and that's what I mentioned in the last episode. Like, getting older is not just you saying, like, oh, shit, I'm old, like, I feel lost. But, like, it's, like, now trying to put the pieces together for your longevity. Of course, the crisis is there. Don't get me wrong. Quarter life crisis has been there since 25, if I'm being honest. But I feel like... My real thing is like, okay, I need to prepare for this, for baby, for life. Like, that's where I'm at with it. So that's what I'm focused on. I'm gonna take my time. And get myself on a track where like it doesn't feel like I'm dieting, because that's also something that I suck at. Like, I'm not dieting. I can't do that. But what I can do is have things that I like really, really love, and I love to cook too, as you guys probably know. So making sure that I'm making meals that are gonna help me get all my vitamins. Like, I've now been having soups for breakfast, which I think I may continue to do, because soups are light. Of course, if you're not making like creamy like chicken soup, I'm having like, it's like a cabbage base where I add other vegetables, and the broth is clear. So like, I'm adding tons of garlic, tons of onions, all of these antifungal like stuff that I need for my stomach, which I'm using on the wake up, which makes me feel good. I feel full for a good chunk of the day. If I really need something like hearty in it, like some protein, I'll add an egg, like a boiled egg or something. And it's just been good. Like, I had it this morning and it helps. And I feel like we're getting to this point where like we're starting to eat like our older family members. We're like, you know, your older family members, they're like, oh, I can't do the sugar right now. I can't do this. I can't do that. Like, you know, I feel like that's the point that I'm getting to. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay that it's happening. It seems like kind of early, but I'm okay with it. Like, I do love chicken nuggets. Don't get me wrong. But I can't eat chicken nuggets every day. And I actually kind of miss chicken nuggets. Should I get some chicken nuggets today? Shit. Anyway, no, I'm not getting chicken nuggets. But I do like a good chicken nugget with some sweet and sour sauce, okay? I like a nice fresh fries. Like, I'm like everybody else, right? Like, but now I value cooking as well. But sometimes the problem with cooking is that when you know how to cook, and the world is at your disposal because you know how to cook. Because I will make a pan of mac and cheese today, and I will eat on mac and cheese for every day. But you can't eat mac and cheese every day. So my focus is on building hearty meals that are going to keep me full, but also provide me all of the vitamins and all the stuff that I need. So that's another thing I'm focusing on for my body. I think another thing I wanted to do was like products, like get certain products in order that I wanted. But I feel like I narrowed my products down because I didn't want to have so many. Like, my face products, don't get me wrong, y'all see my face. I care about my skin. I go hard for my skin, and I have a skincare routine down packed. That's the one thing that's not in shambles in my life is my skincare routine. Everything else, questionable, but the skin is on point, and amen to that. But I've gotten myself to use more natural products. So, like, I'm using a soap now that's just, like, aloe and something. Like, I didn't, like I said, I'm not skimping on the aluminum deodorant. But, yeah, everything else has been, like, pretty natural. And I like that as well. Like, I'm glad I started that over the summer, because when I was back home, I was honestly ODing on like Bath and Body Works, all of the sprays, all of, like, going hard for it. But now I've gotten myself to a nice simple routine that keeps me fresh all day, that I don't feel like I have to like freshen up. And it feels nice. Like, I feel very happy about it. So that's the one thing I got down pat, is my body care routine and the skincare routine. But all the other things are a work in progress. And so that is the reason why I'll be getting my life together starting November 1st. And if anyone wants to join me, then you're welcome. Make your own terms. Like, do what you need to do for yourself. Make sure it's something that you feel like you could stick with. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a 30-day challenge. Like, for me, I'm going to push myself to do 30. I'm going to push myself to do, well, 31. To do by the end of the week. Like, whatever day. When is November 1st even? She coming up quickly. Oh, hold on. November. Oh, it's on Wednesday. Okay, November 1st is on Wednesday. So, basically, the next 2 days, I will be trying to eat the meat that's in my freezer. And then going to sign up for my gym that's nearby, because they haven't seen me for a while. And then I'm gonna, yeah, just get it rolling. And like, take your time, day by day, keep pushing yourself. If you need to push, DM us. And we're gonna get this done. Like, I feel like it's possible. I feel like there's no reason why, well, there is a reason. There could be reasons why you like don't complete it, which is totally fine too. But I think for the most part, we got this. And I want to try to build a support community where, you know, y'all could come out and like reach out to us and let us know how it's going, or let us know if you're hitting a plateau. I'm going to do my update around Thanksgiving, so that'll be about 2 or 3 weeks in, closer to the end of the challenge, and I'll be completely transparent as always about how it goes. But yeah, let's do this thing. November 1st is coming. Let us know if you're going to join our challenge. Well, it's my challenge. I don't know if Nye's going to do it, but let me know if you're going to join my challenge. And again, make it yours. Make it unique to you for what you need right now, not what anybody else needs. Okay? This is not, I need this for this person or for, no. For you. What's going to make sense for you in the long term? And what are the kind of results that you would love to see on yourself before the new year even gets here? Okay? Let us know. Talk soon. Bye, y'all.